pause recording button.
Well, hello guys. You guys haven't heard from me in forever. At least not from my main account, and even before that. So I just thought I'd come in here and do a little recording. So I'm going to pause it, actually, because I forgot to put it in Do Not Disturb. That could be a disaster.
Pause recording.
Okay, that's better. Now that we will not be interrupted. Because, you know, you can't have my craziness interrupted. It's just not the same when broken and whatever. So I thought that I would come and give you a little recipe, which I've given you before, but it's now new and improved, and there are options. Lots and lots of options, because everybody loves options. So, what you will need for this recipe is 1 to 2 pounds of hamburger. We like a lot, because we like leftovers. So we do 2. You can actually do more if you have a big enough pot. At least 2 cans of V8 juice. If it looks too dry, you can add a third. 2 eggs if you use more than 1 pound of hamburger. If you only use 1, you only need 1 egg. So it's basically 1 egg per pound of hamburger. And a box of stovetop stuffing, your flavor of choice. We use the herb, I can never remember its name. But anyways, your choice. So it doesn't really matter. And seasonings, if you choose to add them, but they aren't needed at all. Just the stuffing and the seasonings that come with it. And what you do, and of course you need a pot to mix it all in. So what you do is you beat your eggs, like you break the yolks and stuff. Then you add the V8 juice to it. Then you add the stuffing. Don't cook it, just open the bag, pour it in those little cracker-like cubes that it comes out in. Let it soak up the juice. Then add the hamburger. And break it up and mix it all together with your hands like you would normal meatloaf with crackers in it. Then form it into whatever shape you want. We usually mix it in the pot we bake it in, so we're not wasting a pot, but you can put it in a bowl if you prefer. Or you can take it from the bowl you mix it in and put it into cupcake tins. Now the baking time on these is different, and I don't know what it is because we don't bake it this way, but my sister does. Hence how I know that you can do it. So you can have little personalized meatloaf cupcakes, or you can do the big pan, which is what we do. And it's not really a 9x13, it's not really a loaf pan, but you can put it in a loaf pan because that's what the recipe says. Ours is like an oval shaped, really old fashioned baking dish that's probably an antique. And you put it in the oven at 350 degrees, and you bake it for an hour. Then you pull it out, and you put barbecue sauce. I know, most recipes call for ketchup, but we put barbecue sauce, whatever flavor you prefer, on top of it. Spread it around with a spoon so it's all good and covered like a frosting on a cake. Put it back in and bake it for 15 minutes. It's really good. And then it's done. You let it cool for 10 minutes and then you eat it. You can add Parmesan cheese to the meat mix. You can add shredded cheese to the meat mix or put it under the barbecue sauce when you put the sauce on. You can add peas and carrots or mixed veggies in a can to the meat mix if you want to add some extra. And also, if you take the leftover meatloaf the next day and instant mashed potatoes, and whatever else you need, you could turn it into a rather tasty shepherd's pie. Just saying. So there you go. I hope I didn't forget a step. I feel like I forgot one. So you can send me a direct message and yell at me if I did. Yell. And yell at me if I did.